Healthy Planet is a way to protect our environment and our children's future. So what inspired its founder, Shailesh Patel?
Well, it's probably kicked off in my head about 5 or 6 years ago when two events happened. Firstly, this report came out in the FT saying our kids are on track to lead a shorter life than we are, which as a parent was a kind of a bit, that's not what we intended as parents. But you can see the signs, and since then there's been more and more reports about obesity and so on. I mean, when I was a kid, we used to watch Dallas. There were 3 TV channels and you play down the park. That was it, you know. Whereas now there's video games, handheld games, sitting down activities, more frozen food from parents because they're so busy and stressed out, and so on. It's changed a lot. So you can see the lifestyle changes in children. And, you know, all the statistics, as I say, bear that out. Then, I think it was probably about 6 months later, I remember this tornado landed in northwest London in Kilburn, and it took out half a school and about 5 houses. Something similar happened in Birmingham just literally a few weeks earlier, I think. And you kind of think, okay, although no one can really prove climate change, you kind of know something's not quite right in the way we lead our lives and the impact it's having on the planet. So I thought if there's a connection between the two, the way we lead our lives affects not just our personal health, but the health of the planet. If 60 million of us in the UK and 6 billion of us around the world have created this issue, then it's going to take all of us to do something small to actually undo it. So that's what Healthy Planet's about. It's about rewarding and encouraging greener, healthier choices. So, you know, turn off the tap when you're brushing the teeth, try and walk to school. All those little activities that you can do and feel good about without, you know, having to beat yourself up and wonder about, it's my fault that the world's going to end, or, you know, is the world going to end, and all that kind of stuff. So it's about all those positive steps that you can do.
With the money that you've raised then, what have you done with it?
Big chunks of it have gone on our kind of shop activities to do things like books for free. We've sponsored conservation projects in various parts around the world, going across from Thailand right through to Cambridgeshire, actually, a Great Fen Project, which is something that we did when Stephen Fry first adopted land with us. Those are the sorts of on-the-ground pieces of work that we do. But the ones that have got probably a longer-term impact are the ones that we're doing with schools. So when school children, for example, learn about us and work with us, we give out free lesson plans to the school teachers to give them some inspiration and some free tools. You know, how to educate primary school children on Earth Day, for example, which is 22nd of April. But then we also have this element to it, which is, it's a bit like fundraising, but when school children decide to learn about Mexico, which most year two children do in this country, and they go off and then decide they want to adopt a plot of land because they want to make a difference, they go off, for example, and run their own Mexican-themed stall at the summer fair. So they learn about money as they go along and doing business and all that kind of stuff and buying stock and pricing. And all. It's great when you see this when six-year-old kids are deciding on the price of the salsa sauce they're going to sell. So they go off and do that. But then also, when the money's raised, half of it will go off to this project in Mexico that they've chosen. And then half of the money will go back to the school as a grant, so that it will fund something like a trip to the Natural History Museum where they can learn about butterflies, which is also something they're learning about at that age. Or it could be the school needs a new set of whiteboards. We're very much into supporting education in that way. And that's worked really, really well. And the first school that we kicked that off with, St. Peter's School, the following year, the next teacher for year two took the same sort of initiative, but they had almost like a meal, Mexican meal day, where they invited the parents down, not just the summer fair, but they did something a little bit different and they raised even more money this time around.
With the actual conservation projects, how do you choose those?
Well, what we do is we've got a conservation committee. So, you know, how projects work is headed up by Dr. Mark Mulligan, who was one of our original kind of founders. And what he did was he's got a group of people that he's educated, because he's a doctor of geography from King's College. So he's been doing this stuff for decades now. And he's got a network of people just like him around the world who know and can find good projects. So projects kind of come to us and we're always looking for good ones. They'll assess them and work out what's needed and, you know, how much money that we can raise for them. And, you know, based on that, we will kind of try and promote one of these initiatives. And then as the money rolls in through the Adopt Land initiative, we can then be able to say, okay, here's the money. And then we kind of get them to do the work over the course of time. And, you know, we get to see the results and share that with the donors who actually gave us the money in the first place.
What kind of a difference do you think it's made?
I think a lot of our work is very much at the kind of changing behaviour level, personally. And I think, you know, it's very difficult to measure that. But, you know, my kids now talk about turning off the tap, brushing the teeth, walking to school, that kind of thing. And they're telling other kids about it. And you can also see the other children in St. Peter's School, for example, who are now more aware of, you know, being able to see and touch their plot of land in Mexico. And they're more interested in Mexico and butterflies and so on. And the impact that they can have living here in the UK on what's going on in Mexico. Those sorts of things they're much more aware of, and landfill and so on and so on. And then, you know, going to the other extreme of the on-the-ground stuff, I mean, there's some of the stuff that we've done in Thailand in particular. We're kind of replanting trees in areas that were, you know, previously quite decimated and, you know, not good soil anymore. We've made a huge difference. And the stuff that your average guy doesn't know about, but the kind of geography big brainy guys do know is, you know, if you can recreate almost like a rainforest, and the amount of fresh water that's saved and the impact on growing grain and so on and so on is just absolutely huge for a community that's, you know, otherwise probably a little bit isolated and a little bit distraught about the impacts that they've had to suffer.
That's Shailesh Patel from Healthy Planet.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.